Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the instant match reaction. Liverpool beat Atalanta 5-0 away from home. What was supposed to be Liverpool's toughest game of the group, and they've taken it at an absolute canter. A hat-trick for Jota, goals for Salah, Mane, assists for Trent, Gomez, Jones, Salah and Mane. 57% possession, 15 shots, 12 on target, 5 goals. Klopp was asked about his best performance of the season, and he said, I don't like to compare, but I think he said he might have been the best performance of the year. That's as good as anything I've seen from a Klopp Liverpool side tonight, Chris.
It was unbelievable. Like, and I think no fans probably helps us there, doesn't it? You know, going away from home, Champions League, saying that we did support a few years back with fans, good fans. The Atalanta had nothing there tonight, and Liverpool gave them nothing. It wasn't because they are not a good side. You could see that they were a good side. Alisson makes 6 saves, I think, on the night, and some very good saves there. But my word, clinical finishing from Liverpool was absolutely some of the difference.
It's the thing. I think maybe you spoke on it. Atalanta didn't do nothing. Atalanta were actually quite good in some regards. Alisson's brilliant on the night, which is exactly what we needed. It was the perfect performance. We got everything we needed out of that game. Alisson, who's obviously come back from injury, gets tested, and he gets tested alone. He makes some really good saves in the game, which I think is exactly what he needed. I think we needed to show that we can be clinical in front of goal, because we're creating chances. We've been talking about this. We're still creating chances, but there's still some concerns, even though we've attacked really well and we've scored a lot of goals in the Premier League this season, that we're still being a little bit wasteful in front of goal. And plus, you know, minutes for Keita, minutes for Tsimikas, minutes for Nico Williams, a good 90 minutes under his belt for Kurt Jones in this one, another 90 minutes of experience for Reece Williams. Like, we talked about one eye on Man City for the weekend. This game couldn't have gone better. You know, there was only one issue. Does Jota maybe limp off? We don't know. He's around doing the post-match interviews and stuff, so you can't imagine it's too bad.
There was no ice pack on him either when he was sat on the bench.
So you'd hope that's fine. It's a non-issue completely, but you couldn't. If you had to design a perfect performance ahead of the City game, I don't think you could.
You couldn't script it any better, could you? I mean, look, there's a lot of talk about Firmino this week, and we're a part of that. We're talking about him as well. Rightfully, it's a talking point. You know, but that performance from that front three, they looked like a front three that have played together for 2 years tonight. And that is pretty amazing. Like, the movement of the three of them, the understanding from the three of them. But not only that, the understanding with the midfield and the defenders and everything. It was a team performance from not our first team. And that's not something we get very often.
Absolutely. I think what's interesting about the Jota stuff, and we're going to do, I'm tempted to do tomorrow's Final Word show almost exclusively on Jota, because why not? He was that good tonight. But we will talk about him. But it was mad because, okay, so we played a bit from the left, and he was all over the place. He played across the front three at times during that game. But the goals that he scored and the clinical nature with which he took them, particularly that first one. And the first one's very Owen-like, the third one's very Torres-like. And it did have me, just sparked a little thing. I mean, people have been saying for ages, what if you put a goal scorer in between Salah and Mane? What does that look like? Can we go, oh, well, does it hamper what Salah and Mane do? Maybe. But, you know, but
they still got a goal each.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he scores three goals. They both get a goal and assist each. And I don't think it will be quite that. There'll be days, there'll be different days, different teams, different approaches. Atalanta's approach, perfectly, it was exactly what we needed. It was a perfect tonic after three games where teams have defended really resolutely against us and we've looked really disjointed. This was just, yeah, you know, it was the perfect blend of everything we kind of needed.
Yeah, and I know we won against Leeds and stuff, but we've had games where teams have come at us. Aston Villa's a perfect example, isn't it? Now, is this the formation for when a team's going to come at you? Are these the players that fulfil those roles when a team comes at you? Because Atalanta came at us and we absolutely dicked them tonight, didn't we? In the ear, mate.
Yeah.
All over the ear, all over the side of the neck, everywhere we dicked them, mate.
You know what it was? It was that bit in Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's in the market square and the guy's got all the swords and he's spitting them and he just goes and shoots them and just gets off. That's like Atalanta came at us, they caused us problems, they looked dangerous. You go, God, these are a good team. Yeah, we were saying that Miura looks really good. By the end, we were raving about Duvan's performance, looks a really good player indeed. But Liverpool, just every time they took it, even when they got through, you know, they had that great shot that rattles off the post and crossbar. It's not a goal, unlucky, or Alisson saving stuff, and then we just banging it down the pitch. And
so many different types of goals. You think of Jota's first one. Like I mentioned in the player ratings, Kurt Jones's run that creates that space for Jota to run to, drags that centre half. That's brilliant from Kurt Jones.
Yeah.
And the ball by centre, exceptional. Then you got the ball from a centre half over the top to Jota and a ball breaking from the corners. We scored all the goals he could today in every which manner. It didn't matter. We were asked the questions and we had the answers every single time. Like, and I don't know how, like, if Atalanta were better, it still wouldn't have made a difference. Like, that's how good our lads played.
No, it is absolutely right. And it was just so useful in terms of a statement performance. I've just been writing a bit for what will end up being next year's book, hopefully by the time we get to there, of course, but I just can't even wrap my head around because we've
title,
started
champions of everything again.
this for reals this time, and then like a circle around the European Cup, we won this in this season, and we'll still be world champions, of course, because they're not doing the Club World Cup this year. But yeah, it was a statement win, the likes of which we haven't seen. I've put since Leicester last Christmas, when all the eyes were on the how we'd be tired, we'd be fatigued, we'd be struggling. This game, is this going to be a club that really gave us some problems? Toughest away fixture in the group, etc., etc. We haven't put a lot of statement wins down in the last season or so. Last year, we just ground out most of our wins, either like 2-1s, or then we started winning 1-0s, and then we had a couple of slightly bigger wins, but largely it was just Liverpool doing enough and defending resolutely. This was like the perfect version of a combination of 17-18 and 18-19 Liverpool, where we had that really great attacking flow. We took a couple of heavy blows, but withstood them and then went down and killed them off. And what it does is, particularly ahead of Manchester City, it just that, you know, anyone who was worried that Liverpool, or worried or maybe happy or hoping that Liverpool are going to be a bit of a soft touch this season for whatever reason, we've just gone, yeah, look at this. Yeah, our other lads, the lad that everyone was going, oh, he's just sad. He's not even the good one at Wolves. They're not signed Traore or Jimenez.
For?
Yeah, they've not signed Traore or Jimenez. They're the ones you want to sign. Or Neves or whatever. They've not signed what the really good one. They signed the lad. He wasn't even in the team at the end of last season. And it's like, right. Complete perfection, and on top of that, the Bobby Firmino stuff at the top. We've just given Bobby 65, you know, minutes off there, and now you've engineered a situation where, okay, he's got a little bit more freshness, which I think will help him, but also he's now sat on the touchline and watched us play the best performance of the season without him.
Yeah, that's
if he can't react.
That's got to worry him. It's got to worry him, and it worries Pep Guardiola. Yeah. I know that, because what's your plan for? What are you planning for now? Yeah. Are you planning for Bobby Firmino, or Jota's just got rested there? Jota's got rested. Is that for the weekend? I mean, big question marks for him over how he sets his team up there, because, you know, Man City have dominated the ball against us for time. Now we can play with Jota, with Mane, with Salah, that counter-attacking football, and play with the same verve as we did, as you say, in 17-18. That's brilliant for us. Or do you bring Bobby Firmino in and go back to the tried and tested Harry in them? And that's not to say that Jota can't do that, because he can. That performance, though, tonight, I mean, you couldn't give him any less than a 10.
No.
You could probably give him 100. He was that good. And it was just... It's like... You know what a player can do. And we've seen him a few times. It's his ninth appearance now, I think, for Liverpool, isn't it? And he's got 7 goals or 6 goals, whatever it is. I mean, it's ridiculous. Goal every 71 minutes so far in his Liverpool career. Like, that's Aguero, Salah type stuff. You've got to do that over a long period of time. But we're seeing more out of him each time he takes the field. And we're seeing more out, not just the business and the pitch, but what he's doing and how he interacts with those other lads. And that's the brilliant thing. He dropped deep so many times. That's not something I saw him do for Wolves.
That second goal is special. Like, he...
Suarez special?
Yeah, exactly. He calls for the ball. He then darts onside. And then immediately runs
and
into...
And you missed my favourite part of it. He pushes the defender away as he turns around. Creates a yard of separation.
Yeah. And this is... When we were looking at Jota when we signed him, and I mentioned, like, the Sterling similarities. We talked about Maxi Rodriguez similarities, how he's very good. Like, the goal that gets disallowed at the weekend is a Jota goal. He's just there. He's an extra man inside the six-yard box, normally at the back stick, and just knocking it in. And it doesn't... You know, you could go, oh, you're tapping merchants, blah, 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 while we're laughing our tits off while he's got 20 goals in a season. That wasn't that. That showed me that he's... Like, again, I said it, I was staggered, I was blown away by how good he was. I didn't know he was this good. I just thought he'd just be another lad who'd come in, quite pacey, quite direct, going to stretch defences, we'll score a few goals, we'll have a few of those goals, like you say, where we work it really well, and then arrives and he knocks it in.
And I'm happy for that. I'd be made up if he was just that.
We would be amazing for just that. There's a chance we might have a player who's as good as, if not better. We had a comment, actually, from Etsham Ullasan, saying, mate, can you see parallels with this game, with the Maribor game, that Salah was unplayable when he was announced to the world? Can you see this being Jota's Maribor? Yes, but actually in a slightly different way. If people remember, again, 17-18 in Liverpool, we had Coutinho, and that was when that was the best 6 months of Coutinho's career. And okay, we were playing all four of them around that time. We were like, oh god, this could be kind of it. I know we only played three of the supposed four or whatever in this game, but this is the first time since Coutinho left that we've genuinely got four who can just come in. And, you know, if you play three of them, you're brilliant. If you choose to go to four, my God, how do you handle that? So it could be, I hope it is. And look, there's still all the warnings and Wolves, there's a couple of Wolves journalists I've seen online going, look, you know, it's that he goes missing for 8 or 9 games. We'll have to see whether that happens. But in terms of his start, he's gone far beyond any hope or expectation. So he's entitled to have a little bit of a dip for a bit after the City. And if he only does that, if he only does this as like three of these spells during the season, he'll finish the league season on what? 15, 18 thing, goals?
Well, Sadio Mane, before he came to Liverpool, was that type of a player. He'd go missing. Sadio Mane, in the first couple of seasons, still did a little bit of that. Yeah. The difference now is he's consistent. And that's what playing week in, week out with world-class players does. See, my favourite line, he said it after the game, Paul, we were talking about it just before we went live. This is from Diogo Jota. Scoring goals is my way of playing football. Well, I like your way of playing football, Diogo. We like your way of playing football. More of that, please, my friend.
Yeah, let's just play his way of footy. I think it's revolutionary, Chris. Yeah,
it's great.
The best way to play.
Never thought of that.
David Race saves the last Thiago to come back. I mean, this is the thing. We're in a position now where, and we look at the players who are back now. Simicast is back. Keita's back. Matip seems to be back. Thiago's not even back yet. And obviously we've still got the long-term one. Well, we've got Fabinho still waiting to come up. Long-term for Van Dijk, long-term for Oxlade-Chamberlain, or medium-term for him. It's starting to come together. Liverpool are finally fit. You know, we talk about Klopp don't look at the league table until 10 games, but Klopp always talks about like 2 months into the season before you get up to speed. Well, we're 2 months into the season, and lo and behold, Liverpool seem to be getting a grip on what they're doing and starting to reach some form. City's a big test, but look, there's every chance the City do something against the City. You know, away to City. The Etihad is a nightmare of a place for us to go to. We know what happened last time out. We know what can happen in the way it's gone. But again, going back to the top point on this, it's gonna be a horrible game of football at the weekend, and it could go horrendously for us. But it won't be for the lack of preparation, given this tough circumstances we've gone through, given all the problems we've had to face. We go into this as well.
And do you know what else I loved? Obviously, we started really well, and your dad mentioned this actually. You know, we started really well the first 2 minutes of games a few times. We kept that up. And we were 1-0 up inside, what was it, 15 minutes or something tonight? Mm-hmm. And it was that early pressure which broke Atalanta.
Yeah.
And then the goals started to flow when we tied them down. And it was just a beautiful performance by Liverpool. So much so that we were dunking biscuits and fucking cups of tea after 60 minutes because the game was done, mate.
It was, absolutely. And again, just really pleasing to see some of the performances. Jordan Henderson, was the best of the Jordan Henderson six performance again.
So much better than the weekend.
Just controls the game, lets people do their biz. And again, the setup helps because it means we can just go more direct. Atalanta did play into our hands.
Wijnaldum was much better. That was a big factor.
Absolutely. In fact, he was brilliant to the weekend as well, but that's another good performance. That's another best of Gini Wijnaldum performance. When he's taking the ball, he's rolling men.
But he did what he did in the last 20 at the weekend for 90. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you want to see. Yeah. That's when you notice Gini Wijnaldum.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, the thing is, like, Naby Keita, we're all in a position now where there's no pressure on Naby Keita to perform for Liverpool anymore. We're not waiting on a Naby. If he doesn't perform, he doesn't perform. But we've now seen that we can cope. You know, it's not like we need this lad. We've got lads who are stepping up to the plate, and there's still more to come from so many lads in this squad. It's a very, very exciting time to be a Red. Yes, look, thanks so much for all the comments. We're doing the Final Word show tomorrow, 60 minutes. On this, we're going to be doing a significant Diogo Jota chunk. I will firmly imagine that. So if you want that show, do sign up to the redmentv.com. And you get that show, you get the Reds News Roundup show, which we're going to be recording as well tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be talking about the Erling Haaland rumours, amongst a whole bunch of other things as well. And then obviously we're going to be counting down to Manchester
City. Don't need them, lad.
No,
got Jota.
Got to imagine, though. Imagine if we added him as well.
Yeah, Haaland to back up Jota.
Jesus Christ. Just for the games where we need to, you know, we need to be, go a bit more...
Target man.
Higher target man. Yeah. Plan B, mate.
Yeah.
Bit of a plan B.
You can be plan C.
Yeah, why not? Wonderful. The mighty Reds. 5 fucking goal Reds. Top of the Champions League group. What a night. What a time to be a Red. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Make sure you sign up to the redmentv.com. Sales pitches ends. Go and enjoy yourself. Go and watch the highlights. Have a big celebratory play with yourself. We'll see you back here in the morning for the Final Word show. Ta-da.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.